Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Olson, and she's the director of Cass County Public Health. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, just recently you've been talking about an event that's going to happen on Friday, and we're going to give those details. That's related to public health, but it's really related to healthy Cass. So what I really want to talk about here after we give those details is healthy Cass, because I'm thinking a lot of people going, what's that? What does that mean? Am I healthy? I don't know. So I want to talk a little more about that. But let's first give those details for the meeting that's coming up on Friday.
Sure. So we have an event with Dr. Amy Michelle Wilcoxon and then also Chuck Long, who is the Iowa Sports Foundation CEO, and Dr. Amy is the director of Live Healthy Iowa. They are coming to Atlantic to talk about Cass County health rankings, where we stand, how we can improve as a community, and it's more of a community group discussion of where we're at and how we can drive our health goals and statistics forward, because if you look at the data, Cass County isn't the healthiest, LaVon.
Yes, I've seen those numbers and you go, oh my. Because when you ask people, are you healthy? Well, a lot of us would say yes. And then when we really look at the big picture, there's a lot of improvements. So, yeah, what do we need to do? We have lots of resources available if we just put them to use. So what are these two folks going to be doing? You said they're going to be kind of helping us look at what possibilities there are.
That's right. As I said, they come from Live Healthy Iowa, so we'll be looking at some of the Live Healthy Iowa events and how different community members, maybe work sites, can plan this into their wellness programming, and how we can just encourage physical activity as well as wellness in general throughout Cass County. And they'll be here Friday, January 12th.
Okay, and the time again is?
They will be here from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Cass County Memorial Hospital Conference Room Number 2.
How do we find Conference Room Number 2?
Conference Room Number 2 is kind of in the center of the hospital. It's across from diagnostic imaging if you've ever had to come for an x-ray. And of course, the staff is always great. So if you ask them where room number 2 is, they'd be happy to show you as well.
Yes. And it's not just like it's down the hall here. They so often, because as much as I've been to the hospital, I still get lost sometimes. And they say, here, let me show you. So it's great to have folks that will do that for you. Okay. So Healthy Cass is one of the groups that's promoting this, working with this, and really concerned about those low numbers and what we might do about them. But what in the world is Healthy Cass?
Healthy Cass County is a community-focused group. We are made up of probably over 25 different individuals, groups, organizations throughout Cass County, and we come together monthly. The public is certainly welcome, and we meet at noon the second Monday every month at Public Health, and we discuss what are some of the current issues going on in Cass County from a health and well-being perspective, and what can we do, or what have we done, and what can we sustain to make improvements to the health of Cass County residents?
And you mentioned one of the things, of course, is getting active, being active. And so I want to be sure that people know this is Cass County. This is not just Atlantic. And one of the things that's being worked on right now are some maps in all of the towns.
That's true. In the past, we've had walking maps for just the Atlantic area, but Cass County is more than just Atlantic, and we realize that. We received a grant from the University of Iowa College of Public Health, and we're really excited to take that money and be able to develop walking maps for all 8 communities in Cass County. So folks that live in Marnie or Lewis or Cumberland, Messina, Anita can take that map and know that they can walk this route for a mile, mile and a half, 2 mile route with a friend or family member. And it's just a good way to get out and be active. Walking is great exercise.
And, you know, they say, well, if I lived in this town, I know how to do that. But I think the important thing is here, you've looked at those routes, and so they're safe. There's not a lot of stuff in the way. And that makes me think about, I'm going to jump back and forth here, Beth, that one of the things in the past, actually before you were involved with Healthy Cass, was called a walkability study. And that was done because Healthy Cass was in place. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Sure. Walkability studies look at the surroundings, the environment, not only the sidewalk condition, but are you walking on a busy roadway? Do you have to cross busy streets? Is it handicap accessible? It looks at a variety of different things, and and how we can improve as a community to become more walkable. And, you know, more walkable communities, they tend to be healthier too. More people walk to work or they bike to work on the sidewalks. You have more children walking to school or walking to the playground. And because parents aren't concerned that they are going to have to cross busy intersections or not be seen at crosswalks. So a walkability study can be huge to the infrastructure and community's health as a whole.
And Beth, I could be wrong about this, but it seems to me that a lot of the improvements of sidewalks and so on in Atlantic happened after this walkability study. And so it kind of they kind of took a look at that before they did the changes and the improvements to sidewalks in Atlantic. Now, another thing, I'm just sort of rambling here, but when we talk about walkability and you mentioned school, well, that's been another project in the past of Healthy Cass.
Healthy Cass County has aligned walk to school programs. Maybe we walk to school for a whole week or on National Walk to School Day. We've organized different volunteers to help walk kids to school. And that can be a huge feat in and of itself to find enough volunteers to walk all the children that early in the morning and then get enough kids excited about it too. So we're always looking for volunteers when we do those kinds of things because it is a great community awareness event. You know, I love when I drive to work and I see kids and families out walking to school. It just makes me smile because I know they're being active and starting their day off right because we do tend to spend a lot of time in our chairs, at work or at school. And so just getting in extra steps any way you can is really important.
And I believe that teachers reported those days where there were walk to school activities that the classroom really started off a little better because they had a little of that energy out of them.
I would absolutely agree. And, you know, I've even seen some really neat research studies of what can be done during the school day or during the work day to help you stay focused, and especially kids that tend to have a little more energy, maybe having some exercise breaks throughout the day, walking in the hallways or standing up and doing some activity. All of those kinds of things can kind of make a difference in our activity level and our ability to sit down and focus.
You know, in Healthy Cass County, that when the meetings are held and as people look at what the possibilities are, one of the things we find is that there are people whose offices are not in Cass County, but Cass County is included in their work assignment. And those go beyond the exercise. Some of it's mental health. Just heard on the radio this morning that gonorrhea rates have gone sky high, and I know there's somebody in Healthy Cass that's really concerned about that and working on some positive steps to get that number down. So the people who come look at health in the big picture.
They do. And you're right, LaVon. We have, I think, every aspect of health you could ever imagine on Healthy Cass, from the more STD and sexual health to mental health, our physical health with some of our fitness leaders in town, like the YMCA that come actively. The hospitals actively involved in Healthy Cass as well. We have dental involved. We really do have all of the different aspects of health, and it really shows that health is a bigger picture than what we might just think on the surface.
Mm-hmm. And people who come to the group find out that somebody else is doing, and they made a lot of networking connections to make everything go better. Now, mentioning all of those kinds of health issues, and I want to talk about resources. We have a lot of resources, Beth, that relate to health in the big picture. How do we know what those are?
We as in Healthy Cass County are actually developing a community. Well, I guess I should say it was developed several years ago, but hadn't really been touched since then. And there were a lot of improvements that needed to be made. We're working on those. And with a part of our grant dollars, we will publish that community resource guide. And I hope that this just serves as a tool to some of those in need that maybe don't know where to reach out for certain resources, or maybe there's a company name and by the name of their company's title you don't know what that is or what they do in Cass County, and that's what the resource guide is nice, because it gives you a short description of what each of these different companies do, and who they can benefit, what time they're open, how you contact them. So it was a big undertaking, but much needed.
So mentioning those resources, how can people find out what's going on with Healthy Cast as a resource?
Healthy Cast does at least monthly articles in all of our three area newspapers. The radio stations are always good to publish those articles as well. And then we're also working on developing a Healthy Cast County Facebook page that we will make live shortly. So for those of you that are on social media and enjoy that kind of thing, follow Healthy Cast County on Facebook, and you'll get a lot of the updates and the happenings through that.
Beth, we've talked about several things that are in process, and I think that's exciting. We have to keep changing, and so Healthy Cast is one of those groups. We want to thank you very much, Beth Olson, who's Director of Public Health, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Beware of the half-truth. You may have gotten hold of the wrong half.